This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake.
It's the American Family Farmer.
The farmer's wife.
Not getting larger, but getting better. American Family Farmer Show is where our podcast is. That's the website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into an hour or less, depending on how much time you have or how the podcast edit works, much as anything else. A lot of things going on, and I try to take the following sort of overview. I want to give you some news to think about. Then we're going to meet, in this case, Nick Papadopoulos is the founder of CropMobster.com. Very interesting mission. I think you'll be impressed with what he's doing and how he's doing it. And then I'll offer a commentary on something that's going on in the world of food, family, and farm. I think this sort of, actually the news fits into that, if you will. There's a lot of focus on the broadband issues that farmers are having, and I don't know whether you felt it personally. I even feel it, and I'm in a moderately big community, but we have horrible, horrible cell service and broadband in general. So this is not news to me, and maybe to many of the people who are listening to this program. The fact that 60% of farmers say they don't have enough internet connectivity to run their business, to run their farm, and it has influenced critical business decisions and overall profitability is an outrage, as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's a reliable enough signal in the office to file your tax paperwork, the ability to upload yield maps from your office to perhaps whoever you're selling your product to, turning on your irrigation. There are a lot of things that are done with computers now, as we all know. All businesses, including farming, including agriculture, are inundated with ways to, in most circumstances, make it easier for you to farm, make it easier for you to run your operation. But the lack of connectivity now, here's the story, at least, that I saw of one Illinois farmer quoted saying his broadband signal is more reliable than dial-up internet, while cell phone service is touch and go. We're quite a distance from any major metropolitan area, so we don't have strong signals. That's what I'm talking about here where I am. Signals are awful. If we're lucky on a good day when the wind is blowing in the right direction, I get one bar. And some of these farmers don't even have that. This fellow says, I'm reluctant to buy technology that requires good service or connectivity if I can't be guaranteed internet access. And this is what's going on. There were 2,000 farmers who were surveyed for this overview of broadband and what their service is all about. 37% wanted to increase their use of data to make better decisions. 19% want to use it to improve their efficiency. And 10% cited cost savings when they had the proper information that's available to everybody. When farmers can't maximize the functionality of their equipment, particularly in the middle of the field, it has repercussions beyond the farm, said the president of the Sustainable Strategy organization that did this study. More and more of the future is about data and data transfer. The timely dissemination and use of data is becoming more important as a... this is kind of... I have been talking about a message that I saw to Donald Trump on one of the websites. A farmer who's from Shelby County, Ohio, said he's done with President Trump. And one of the reasons is because of the changes in net neutrality and accessibility to technology and broadband. So under the circumstances, I mean, can you blame him? I don't blame him. I don't know who's going to be the Democrat. It doesn't look like there are a bunch of great stars there either. The fact that Elizabeth Warren did seemingly, according to some anyway, fairly well in the debate this past week doesn't mean anything to most people, because most people don't even know who she is. Maybe she's getting, you know, people know who Joe Biden is. People know, I think when you look at that list, other than Joe Biden, who's internationally recognized or even nationally known. Not a lot of those people on there. Elizabeth Warren has been traveling around the country the last couple of years trying to make her name a household name. I'm not sure that she has an affinity with farmers at all, so how well she's doing among farmers remains to be seen. But the I'm looking at the rest of this broadband study for farmers. 78% of farmers don't have a choice in internet service providers. 40% of farmers have a fixed internet connection, while others rely on satellite. More than 90% of the survey of those surveyed across the board say that they can't get a reliable internet or smartphone connection. 90%. As many farmers know, cell phone signal can be sketchy out in the middle of nowhere. I'm looking at a statement from a North Dakota grower that participated in a phone interview, said he had to get 5 or 6 miles from his house before he even got a cell phone signal that he could use to take the survey. How does that work in this modern era? A lot of farmers would use better connectivity to monitor their bottom lines if they had the internet ability to do so. Here's a guy from Arkansas. Said like to have more moisture sensors to help sensors to help make irrigation decisions, which would help conserve water and fuel. Also like to be able to have more access to edge of field nutrient monitoring data. And let's see here. I'm looking at some other, three or four other comments just like that. Farmers contributed $133 billion to the gross domestic product last year, 60% not having adequate internet. Isn't that an outrage? And it's worse since the net neutrality thing came to pass. So that's another one of the reasons that farmers are fed up with Trump. Here's one, as I said, the guy from Ohio said, I wouldn't vote for him now if he walked on water. And he was upset because of all the trade stuff and what that's done to his business. He's got 420 acres of beans and corn, and he's got some dairy cows, and he's got some beefers, and he's just not a happy camper. And I think a lot of farmers feel that way. So what do you do about it? I mean, I don't see any rosy characters on the other side, as I said before, either. So, but all of us, I decry this all the time, how dependent we are on the government. You can't do this, you can't do that. What is the government going to say? We got to have an inspector for this. It is nonsense. But yet it's everywhere and getting worse. So, but that's my report on broadband. I think it's important for us to understand and consider that reality. It's exasperating. It really is. When you think about all the things that interfere with what we're trying to do to raise food and sustenance for our friends, the rest of the people who live in this country with us. And most people don't even know, because, you know, they've grown up thinking the food comes from the supermarket. Well, they know about farms and farmers. And that's one of the things we're trying to overcome here in our conversations on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice now on farmers and all of us who are thinking about our health and longevity. How do we get there? How do we stay there? How do you help yourself, especially when it comes to losing weight? You want to stay away from the unhealthy crash diets. You want to stay away from the unhealthy drugs. You want to stay away from the unhealthy stimulants. And that's what happens when you use Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is all natural. The only weight loss product on the market today that is this healthy, all natural weight safety. That's what it's about. Weight safety. You want to lose the weight. You take Calitrin consistently for 4 or 5 months, you'll lose the weight and keep it off. What it does is jump start the production of collagen in your body, which is the protein that 30% of your body is made from. It helps. It's, for some reason, the powers that be decided that we didn't need to have collagen after we were 30, so we don't produce it. It takes Calitrin to jumpstart your production, so that's why I say stay on the product 4 or 5 months, and you'll get your collagen quotient started up again, and therefore work naturally without stimulants to lose the weight. Lean muscle comes out of this. And you don't have to take it a number of times during the day. Take it once a day right before you go to bed. No jitters. Won't keep you awake. Go online now to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and take advantage of the DJV code, allowing you to get big sale items and free shipping, that kind of stuff. Always something good, always something profound, always something helpful at Calitrin.com to help you lose weight and keep it off, most importantly.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, the clock continues to tick here. Let's see how much information we can get from Nick Papadopoulos, who's the founder of CropMobster.com. I'm looking at this right now, and there are all kinds of things on this website. So I'm trying to figure out what you're all about, and it came to me in talking to my colleagues. This is kind of like Craigslist for farmers, yes?
Bingo, Doug, and nice to be on the show with you today.
Nice to have you here. So what was the what's the inspiration behind this? How'd you figure this out?
Yeah, it started, Doug, when I had the honor to help manage my family's vegetable farm out in Northern California. And as you know, being a farmer yourself, there's all sorts of issues. You've got Mother Nature on the board of directors causing challenges all the time, all sorts of issues and opportunities come up. And one day I was standing in our veggie cooler after a farmer's market got done, a series of farmer's markets, and I saw boxes of premium organic vegetables that hadn't been sold. And knowing how much love and money and passion got put into producing those vegetables in an area of millions of people just drove me absolutely insane that I wasn't finding a home either for sale, for discount, or even for donation. And so I started fiddling around with social media and the internet and this community we had built around our farm and our broader community for our CSA program, and started doing instant alerts. Anytime food was at risk of going to waste or not get sold, we'd put these alerts out to the people. And you know what? This is even before Crop Mobster started. People started sharing those alerts and getting involved to help us find a solution. And the first time around, a mom rolled up actually within 24 hours to our farm in her minivan, took the food off our hands, bought it for us at a discount, and then was able to share it with her friends in her subdivision neighborhood. So we won, they won, and we got to make some new customers and friends at the same time. We did it the next week for a donation. It worked, and now it's really, like you said, like Craigslist for local food and other issues in our local regional food system.
All right, so I want to dig into how you get around some of the stupid laws that may affect this as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Now, a continuation of our conversation, Doug Steffen with Nick Papadopoulos, the founder of CropMobster.com. So we got the picture on how Crop Mobster got started. I am concerned about government and stupid laws that often get in the way of people trying to help other people when it comes to food, where we have extra food that could be used to help people. There are some local laws. I don't know whether they're sometimes regional. Have you run into that with what you're trying to do? And this is only one part of the service, by the way. When we really dig into this, as you folks listen to how this works, it's fabulous for farmers everywhere. But let's stick with the food excess here, Nick, for a minute, and how you are able to, if there are laws, how do you circumvent them, or you just ignore them like I would?
Yeah, Doug, that's a great question. We're really not about circumventing laws or ignoring them. What we do is we just connect people directly. We really believe in the power of direct relationships and letting the people and the farmers and gardeners and other nonprofits figure it out for themselves. So We don't take hold of any product at Crop Mobster. We don't take hold of any money. We actually just let folks post alerts on whether it's their tractor for sale, or if I'm looking at organic rice straw, or in a case of excess kale or dairy or meat products. We let folks post and figure it out themselves. And the power of community usually has a good way of doing that. There are laws around protecting people who donate in good faith. Last time I looked, there was one called the Good Samaritan Law, which anyone donating food in good faith isn't liable, and things like that. But for the most part, we're just really trying to connect people, buy, sell, trade. Like I said, today it's a nice collection of folks looking for manure, antique combines, jobs, rice straw. And then, you know, you mentioned earlier about broadband, and, you know, we're even a place where if people are ticked off about the lack of broadband in a state or region, we allow them to make action alerts and post, and like you, rally your neighbors and friends to go sign that petition and to get her done when it comes to it. We actually have a program we're talking with one of the land grant universities to get 4-H'ers involved in doing some citizen science around studying broadband access for their own farmers and
that's
rural
a great
residents
idea.
In California.
Yeah.
So our platform can be used for anything, really, as long as it helps people, relates to food, ag, natural resources. We try to get people together to get things done.
When did you say you started doing this?
This was about 2013, so coming up on 7 years ago.
Nick, have you got a way of measuring the impact of this? Is it just if we look at the web, I'm looking, this is prolific. There are things on here that are fabulous. I like to buy and sell and trade tractors, stuff like that, mostly Massey Ferguson's. So I'll now look at this and see where you have Massey's for sale and how, you can specifically look for that. I'm looking at on the left-hand side of this homepage. It gives you the various categories, and I'm sure if I dig around in there, I can make it more specific to what I'm actually looking for, right?
Yeah, and so right now we're focused a lot on the Western U.S. and Northern California. We just released a new technology that's useful in anywhere in the United States. And what we're really trying to do with folks like you and others is rally support and partners to be able to grow this into a nationwide movement where everyone has access to a vibrant, thriving community exchange in their local region, like you and your area, Massachusetts, I believe, right?
Yeah, fired up there.
And so right now, we are still in the process of expanding nationally, and I have some things to talk about in a little bit there. But yeah, you're exactly right. Over the years, while I can't put dollars on it because it's just stacked up, millions of dollars of equipment, food, materials have been shared and sold and made for folks and small farmers. We haven't taken a dime of that. Mm-hmm. As well as, when you look at other things, resources that would have gone to waste, to the landfill and rotted pounds.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Paying tribute to agriculture, natural resources, resources in general. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster as well. But the two things I was talking, Nick Papadopoulos is with us. He's the founder of CropMobster.com. I urge you to go to the website and see what's there. I was talking on one of my other radio programs, Nick. My son got married over this past weekend, and one of the things that we were talking about, we were sort of visiting and thinking about what we have to be thankful for and all the good things that are in our lives, and a lot of people don't have a lot of the resources that we do have, and thus, especially when it comes to agriculture, they know, I was speaking in tribute, and people were interested in my, you know, where it's always the priorities, and my priorities have always been my children, my farm, and my broadcasting. That's been what the threads are in my life, and so it isn't just something that I do for a living, it's my passion, and being able to help other people. I think we're all here to help, and farmers can do such a great job in helping. That's what we do, basically. That's how our lives are committed to helping people with the devotion to making and growing good food. So when there is a lot of excess, or we have the communities that are connected now, hopefully by, we were talking about broadband earlier, by having this new world order of internet connections, and we can trade things. I'm a great trader. I love to trade stuff. And I think that that's part of what you bring. You have all kinds of things. What do you find people are most interested of? All of the things that you have here at CropMobster.com, what's the number one most used resource at the moment?
I can't answer that question, but I think when if you look at pounds and tons and things like that, it's got to be soil. Soil's so important, whether it's your garden, your farm, et cetera. There's a ton of compost and soil amendments and other ingredients that are traded. And then you've got things, anytime people love fruit. So anytime there's a harvest going on, apples, pears, et cetera, you get a bunch of gleaning and donations happening in that world as well as sales.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good to know. We talked about it being out in the West Coast. How do you think this thing is going to spread? How do we get crab mobster here where I am on the East Coast?
Yeah, I think it's starting to spread, so I'm really excited about that, and I would really love to work with you to make that happen out on the East Coast. But there's basically, let's do it. There's three ways to think about it. First of all is grassroots. Like you said, we don't have to wait for the bureaucrats or others to get going here. What we need is to recruit a coalition of, 20 to 50 people in a region, maybe half of whom or 40% of whom are producers or have something to trade and offer, and then get a bunch of neighbors and other friends signed up who are really passionate about local farms, supporting local farmers, getting involved in their local region when it comes to food supply and securing that for our future. And you get a good 40, 50 people posting, sharing these alerts on our platform. You can do so today. Then we can start to let it rip and make things happen in a region. We've started to see that in areas like the greater Sacramento region in California. The elected officials and the leaders actually see the value of what we do and see the impact that happens. And so you get groups like University of California, Division of Ag and Natural Resources. These are the cooperative extension folks that exist around the country. They partner with us to expand this to other regions, counties, and states out west. And then you get groups like a really fun one that is about creating our future farmers and our future leaders, Doug.
Mm-hmm,
this isn't just an online website. It only works when you have strong, committed local leaders in a region like yourself or even young whippersnappers getting involved. So we're just finishing up a two-year pilot in Merced County, California, where we actually took young leaders, students at the college there, through what we call Crop Mobster University, training them on how to engage in their community, work in the online environment, make presentations and actually look elected officials in the eye and communicate. And so what we do is we give young leaders the gear to drive impact in their community today with the hopes that 10, 20, 30 years down the road, we've sprouted a bunch of other leaders ready to drive change and to drive security in their local food region. So it's sort of an online as well as the offline piece is important. What happens if there's no internet? Well, we want to still be around, and the way you do that is building strong local relationships that exist even when the internet and the light bulbs go out.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, I can see how, I was just looking at, and you've got a wanted page, wanted fresh manure, no horse manure.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cute, actually. But there are all kinds of resources here. I get if you're trading or selling online how those people make money, but how do you make money? How does Crop Mobster survive?
Yeah, there you go. So we have a few models right now. Firstly, and we have a lot of fun with this one, is we have one of the world's greatest food pun merchandise stores. So if you go to our store, you can see a shirt with two pears on it and says Grow Pear. We have another one that's very top selling, Make Asparagus Great Again. Another one, especially when political climate gets tense, it's Peas Remain Calm. So we have a strong sales of our online merchandise, and that's how we like it, is our members supporting us and other champions purchasing stuff from us, and this helps keep the light bulb on. Me and my team also do a bunch of other work helping regions deal with food, resource, and other security issues in a consulting fashion and things like that. Grants, as well as sponsors. So right now, we just finished off a two-year grant through the Global Food Security Initiative in the state of California, and then also the UC system, because of the work with students and the work with extensions, has sponsored us. And so we work with a range of ways. And if someone's interested in pitching in, whether it's an individual or an organization, I just recommend folks reach out to us. But eventually what I'd like to do is turn on to be so valuable and so useful to farmers and small businesses that when someone makes a post, they sell out. And when that happens, it'll be worth someone pitching in $5 or $10 to make a post when they're selling something or a herd of cattle or sheep or tractors for thousands and thousands of dollars. So that's down the road. But right now we're focused on adding value and reserving our place in communities as a trusted partner.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of these things. Yes, it is West Coast, Santa Rosa, where we're on the air there, and some of these other areas, Rancho, Cordova. It is very California-centric at the moment, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have wings doesn't have legs. It's one of those things that needs to spread, and word of mouth is as good a way for it to spread as possible. You're looking for help, you can find it online here. You're looking for little chicks, you can find it. Have you seen The Biggest Little Farm? Did you see that documentary?
I haven't seen that yet. I can't wait. A lot of
if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. I watched it on the plane going out to California last week, and it was something that it brought tears to my eyes because it was so me. What they'd done is kind of what I've done on my farm, although I didn't start from scratch, but they had such fabulous ideas. And you have some fabulous ideas, too. I think that you should be congratulated for putting the information that you have, the system that you have, and it's all about help. We're all here to help you. I'll spend a few more minutes with you if you'll hold on, Nick. Thank you. Nick Papadopoulos from CropMobster.com. All right, let me help you help yourself. How are you doing when it comes to the sleep department? Are you getting enough rest? Are you feeling good when you wake up? Or are you not feeling good when you wake up? Are you feeling like, the pillows are terrible, the mattress is weak, I don't like the sheets because they chafe? Well, how about we get rid of all that stuff and put you on a new pillow diet? Yes, you can consume all the pillow products that you need. The MyPillow folks not only help you with pricing, but if you buy more than $200 worth of material, of products, they'll finance it for you if you desire. So, MyPillow, this guy Lindell and the people on his staff are geniuses at marketing as well as coming up with great products. If you're good marketers and you got a lousy product, nobody's won't make any difference. They use it once and it doesn't work and they'll never come back again. But with MyPillow, your dream comes true, literally and figuratively, because they do have the best sheets, the best pillows, pillowcases, all that good stuff, and at fabulous prices. You can save over 50% right now on mattress toppers. You get all of the detail. Here's what I would suggest you do. I can talk about the value and the virtue of all the things they have at MyPillow. You can go to the catalog and see the roll-as-you-go pillows and the pet pillows and the big ones and the little ones. And you can, the BOGO deal right now, buy one, get one free. All of that stuff is great. But in order to utilize these things, you got to engage yourself in it first. You can hear the stories. Yep, sounds fabulous. But you got to go to MyPillow.com and you got to order. Take the pillows and start with them. And then go, after you've had success, try some of the other things that they have. The BOGO offer, now buy one, get one free. All the pillows at MyPillow.com. Every single one of them. Dog pillow. Need a pillow for your dog? Get two for the price of one. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab and get all these discounts on all of MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the pillows themselves. Promo code is DJV to benefit from that. DJV for all the great radio specials, all the great deals at MyPillow.com.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with a thought about something that isn't often talked about in terms of farming, but yet it really is. Although we do talk about farmed fish and farmed clams and farmed this and farmed that. But there are a lot of ocean farmers now that are trying to develop healthy forces of healthy sources of food in the ocean. It's kind of small scale right now, but it's getting better. And the best thing about the people that I know about who are working off the coast of Massachusetts and New England are the way they are paying attention to what is in the ocean. Restorative fishing, it's called. Provides valuable ecosystem services because of the nutrient extraction and the sequestration of carbon. And so a lot of people are getting into this. It's a great source of food, and it's a way of helping us, all of us, sustain the resources that we have. Back again to the discussion of what goes on, you know, the cow and its flatulence and all of that stuff. Well, fish have gas, too. And there are a lot of other, I mean, the world, the part of the planet that makes it function is it basically does what we do. We're all a part of nature, and we got too much gas, out it goes. And so it's not like it was unnatural. It's unnatural for us to be so crazed about how we're taking care of it. But in the case of these ocean farmers, they understand what's going on with the gases, and they're using the things that come, the gases that come. Actually, the gases they found help seaweed grow. I didn't know that. Did you know that? The gas from the fish helps the seaweed grow. You can take that away from our conversation, okay? One of the many things, hopefully, in this week's American Family Farmer that you can take to heart. Back to Nick Papadopoulos, who's the founder of CropMobster.com here on the American Family Farmer. The whole layout of this thing is fabulous. It does remind me of Craigslist a bit, maybe because people don't like Craigslist much anymore. There are a lot of con jobs being done around Craigslist. I can see you're working hard to keep this clean, though, and that's probably a job in and of itself, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, we personally moderate every single post that gets posted, so nothing goes online without a human eye and a human touch. So we have very little issues, knock on wood. And before I dive in further, I'd like to thank one of your listeners, Lynn. She just purchased a Make Asparagus Great Again Ladies Scoop Neck T-shirt.
Did she?
Tickles my heart when people support us like that.
Well, when they're listening and they take immediate action, too, that's kind of a good thing. Yeah,
let's
action.
Do it.
Yeah, well, actions, the old cornball expression, speak louder than words. We can talk a lot and maybe it doesn't register, but somebody like that who hears it and says, yep, I'm on board, let's do it. And so I look at the things there are, to go back to highlight this again, at CropMobster.com, you can buy things, you can trade things, you can give things away, you can have land that's for rent advertised or houses, or you want help or you want products, or you want manure, whatever it is that you want, all kinds of resources that I find here. And what, again, is your connection to the University of California?
Well, it's really around this idea about how do we make this idea of, like, the online Grange movement and communities getting together, have that come back again in our communities. And this is just one tool and method to make that togetherness in communities happen. University of California, Division of Ag and Natural Resources is part of the U.S. Land Grant University and Cooperative Extension System. They see the value in what we do, and we have a great partnership in terms of getting students and academics and others involved in spreading this throughout California and the U.S.
Well, you're to be congratulated, and I'll help you as much as I can. Nick Papadopoulos from CropMobster.com. Check it out. Every farmer or farm family ought to check this out, CropMobster.com.
Yeah.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tag up with several bits and pieces of information, including an answer to the question, what's wrong with cow gas? Because I feel very strongly about it, and I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth. I also want you to know what's going on with the American Family Farmer podcast. The most recent one begins with the news from the world of agriculture as I see it. One of the items are the words of Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, who said, quote, get big or get out. He and the current administration favoring big farms over the small family farm, that's pretty damn obvious. One example is of the dairy industry. Big dairies account for 80% of the milk production today versus the smaller dairy farms. So we talk about that. Then there's a conversation on the podcast that's currently the most recent one at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A conversation with Ben and Taryn Marcus, who own and operate Sheepscott General Store and a farm that goes with it. They tell us about their venture. They're opening up a pick-your-own hemp farm, which is really interesting in this day and age. And then we talk about the small and large farmer and how the small farmer is much better at regenerating soil, how we treat our soil, that sort of thing, with some tips in that department. So please make it your business each week. If you listen to this program, you're okay. You can get the podcast, which basically culls a lot of the most important things that we talk about and puts them out there for your presentation. And they're all archived in order. Find them, please, and listen and learn. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We're going to learn that there's nothing really wrong with cow gas after these words.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so the discussion of late, the last couple of years, especially about cow flatulence leading to global warming, they're all over the place and they're just plain wrong. There are some people who are demanding moves like Meatless Monday so that the problem can be resolved. I've looked at a lot of air quality reports. I've looked at a lot of people who are working on setting the record straight. That's one of the motivations I have for paying as much attention to this thing as I do. There was a report issued by the Food and Ag Organization, FAO, at the UN called Livestock's Long Shadow, which was complete bunkum. A professor in Pennsylvania did some explanations on the work he did to debunk the report, which stated that agriculture is a major contributing factor to greenhouse gases. The role of livestock in global warming has gotten a lot of coverage, and it's been embellished upon, in my opinion, and this professor says the same thing. Livestock produces a lot of, I guess what I do is, frankly, call people's attention to what comes out of the rear end of a cow other than gas. If you go into a pasture where there are cows, hopefully it's pastured and not some big feedlot, because you'll never see this in the feedlot, but you'll see it on a pasture where the cows have pooped, and you look around where the poop is for about a foot out in any direction, all the grass is green. Why is that? Because in the poop is a microbial content that works on enhancing the value of the soil, making everything much greener and much better, thus contributing to the photosynthetic process, which creates, it takes the carbon dioxide out of the air and puts oxygen into the air. And without the cows and what they're doing to make the soil better, we wouldn't have that. So that's one of the things to be considered. There's a lot of other stuff. People are just so far removed, so far from the farm, they don't have any clues. They come up with these kooky, cockamamie ideas that are just plain wrong. So I think part of my job here is to explain. And by the way, CO2 is much better. You know, that has methane. We're getting the methane out because of the cows, not because of them. 59 past the hour, food for thought on the American Family Farmer.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.